Experts are hailing social media and the internet in general as an important tool bridging the great divide between urban and rural areas.
The technologies can really reduce this gap, you know, in terms of providing access to information, and they'll be able to connect with other people as well.
Michael Hailu is the director of the Technical Centre for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation, better known as CTA. It's recently published research that Mr. Hailu says proves just how much social media is revolutionising the agricultural sectors in developing countries right across Africa, the Caribbean and the Pacific. From opening up new markets for farmers' products via Facebook to blogs about rural development issues.
For example, you know, we have a case where many of the farmers in rural areas in Kenya get access to information through a program known as iCow, where they can register whatever livestock they have, if it's cattle or if it's chicken, whatever, and they get all kinds of technical information on a regular basis. They can access nearby veterinary services. They can get information on how to improve their dairy output, what kind of feed to provide them, and so on. So through that program, many of the livestock owners have been able to double and triple their incomes and access markets as well.
In the Pacific, CTA has trained more than 300 people in 9 countries, including Cook Islands, Vanuatu and Samoa, over the past 6 years, in partnership with the Secretary of the Pacific Community, SPC. Giacomo Rambaldi led the activities for CTA in the Pacific.
It will be a game changer. Our target initially were the intermediaries, those working with the farmers. And it turned out to be a life-changing opportunity for the people. Being exposed to the internet allowed people to communicate across borders, allowed people to work together, to develop papers together, to influence policy together. And I think that it's the fact that people didn't felt anymore working in isolation, even though they may be residing in remote areas, as long as internet connectivity is there.
In Samoa, the group Women in Business Development is now a national trainer for social media. Falmina Felalini Tafanahi is its media specialist.
In the islands, Facebook is king. You know, Facebook is really the blog site, the mini blog site. It's where people are carrying out professional and personal business.
She says social media sites like Facebook and Twitter have helped women in Samoa who weave mats advertise their products to new markets overseas.
I guess one of the things that social media does is it creates another doorway, another window to the work that you do. And we found that with women in business. And so we get a lot of inquiries, not just about the fine mat weaving, but also, you know, virgin coconut oil and our other commodities. It's another shop window.
But she says just having access to the internet and new technologies and knowing how best to use them is having the most impact.
I think the real revolution in the Pacific is happening more through the internet as such, not quite through social media. So for us, we run a farm-to-table residential program as well as a restaurant. All their ordering is done by email through MailChimp and sort of those sort of services. So I think it's about you having that broad array of tools, which is what we've been teaching with CTA, and then picking what suits you. There's quite a lot of GIS happening out there, you know, geographic information systems. We're embarking on a system where we've GPSed all our farms. We're doing some drone capture. So we're flying over, we're doing crop counting from the air, ground truthing on the farm. And that's going to give us huge commercial data that then we can start responding to markets.
And Giacomo Rambaldi says it's women who are the most likely to adopt the new technology.
ICTs are a boys' business, usually, okay? But we made a strategic effort to have at least 30% of the participants in our training being women. And now we are at 40%.
Young people are also more likely to adopt the new technology. CTA Director Michael Hailu says it's giving young people living in rural areas new opportunities which wouldn't be available otherwise.
In many ways, they can help young people to develop opportunities and get more income through, you know, marketing and producing different kinds of services and products.
There are, of course, limitations and challenges that still exist. Giacomo Rambaldi acknowledges that high costs and slow internet speeds are among them.
But I think that it is important to be at the forefront. So you create the skills and the opportunities in environments which are very dynamic. I mean, we all know that internet penetration has grown substantially. Mobile coverage in Fiji, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Tonga and Vanuatu has jumped from less than half of the population in 2005 to 93% of the population in 2014. So things are changing rapidly. As soon as you have a cable connection in a country, people are jumping on it, businesses are jumping on it, because it makes the great difference.